CQ, welcome to the Literacy Meter Net. WG4MC, my name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instrumentation of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also via Echolink node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. This is about Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offer on the frequency are invited to check in. Emergency traffic announcements or bulletins for the net. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC, W4DJW with one announcement.
WG4MC, go ahead, sir.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to go ahead and send the automated announcement. That way it reads it correctly instead of me trying to wing it. And after that's over with, you can check me in, negative and negative. Appreciate it, Matt.
Bringing the announcements to the net. Are there any additional announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
NNH.
N4NNH, WG4MC, go ahead, sir.
WKO4NNH. Good evening, Matt, all the net. I just wanted to remind everybody that me and a friend of mine are doing a food drive for those affected by the Kentucky tornadoes. If you wish to help, you can reach me at KO4NNH@gmail.com. You can also find me on QRZ. I'm also good on QRZ. KO4NNH, Matt, Net Control.
WG4MC, appreciate that announcement, Fred. If you might need any feels on Fred's announcements, please call WG4MC. Get that announcement, Fred. Should I go ahead and check you in and out, sir?
You could check me in mobile and Pelzer tonight.
Appreciate that, Fred. I'll recognize you here in just a minute. All right, additional announcements for bulletins from net. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
QO November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, Wendy in Simpsonville. I'd like to make an announcement.
WG4MC, go ahead with your announcement, Miss Wendy.
Coming up on Christmas Eve, I'm going to be calling the net, and after the regular check-ins, I'm going to be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. Following that, we'll do Rag 2. So the special announcement is, if it fits into your holiday plans, please gather around the radio on Christmas Eve for the story.
WG4MC, appreciate that announcement, and I'm sure we'll be looking forward to that on Christmas Eve. Did anybody need any feels on Wendy's announcements, please call WG4MC. And for HTP, WG4MC, can we go ahead and check you and Mr. Mark in, Miss Wendy?
That would be great. W2MJB is Mark.
Wendy. All right, additional announcements are built into that. Please call WG4MC or Net Control. We've gotten to the announcements of bulletin section this week and for this evening, and thanks everybody for bringing those announcements. We would now begin the roll call. This is directed at all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, please check in our proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and seeing your intent to mail the net for the back to you portion. Let's start with our pre-check-ins, and we got a bunch tonight, which I appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, Fred, TR is Wi-Fi, N4IEI, K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, KM4BLH, Kirk and Greenville, K1CJW, that's Rowan and Easley, I believe, hold on a second, sorry about that. And then we got KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer, KI4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock, KM4RJN, John Brown, Summit, North Carolina, W4MKH, Marshall, St. John's, Florida, W4IOE, Stanton Fletcher, K4IOM, Walt Edmond, KG4PFI, Don and Piedmont, and his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, K4OSH, Pat Malden, KO4RMM, Kurt and Greenville, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, KG4WNP, Landon and Easley, KF4RVH, JD in Greenville. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Greenville. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins function of the repeater. And then we got W4DJW, Dave and Easley, bringing the set announces. Oops, sorry, it's in Greer. And then we got KN4HN, excuse me, can't talk this evening, folks. KN4NNH, that's Fred moving around in Telzer. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. We got KN4HTP, Wendy in Sensiville, and her husband Mark. W2MJB, also in Sensiville. Wendy, please tell Mark we said hello. Delivers 2 meter net. We don't have any echo link station, so now we'll go to the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango Group Q3T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control. Again, KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna. I'm at home in Campobello. Please also check in my husband, Chad, KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And we will both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you talking about it, Chris. So we got KO4RYP, that's Anna Campadano, and her husband Chad, KO4NUE. Anna, please tell Chad we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
Please check in, Kilo Juliet 4, Quebec Alpha Sierra, that's KJ4QAS. Tom, and I'm located in Martin, Georgia. Be negative and negative.
I'm in Martin, Georgia, KJ4QAS. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll tie down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet for this Thursday evening. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4MC. Bravo 4. Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name is Rod, and I'm right near Greenville. We're negative and negative.
Again, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Steve and Edmund. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, just listening in, enjoying. Everybody have a nice evening.
KB4ZVM, that's Dan and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got W4WOZ, that's Rod and Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got Steve and Edmund, KN4VWA. Appreciate you stopping by, Steve. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Hey, Matt, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
RMC. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Matt.
RMC. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Send me your F-Lights. Welcome to KK4DMW. That's Rick and his wife, Lorena. KK4ONO. And her daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello. Hope you are doing well in Piedmont. Then we got Tyler in Taylor's, W4CTW. Appreciate you stopping by, Tyler. Then we got N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Sioux Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WMC. Matt, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Matt. All on the net.
MC. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. KO4CEF. This is Andrew and Emmon, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For MC. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his sweet bride, Joy, K3JOY. Hey, please tell Joy and say hello. Hope y'all are doing well and easily. Then we got KO4CEF, that's Andrew and Edmund. And then we got KB2BYQ, that's David Easley. Appreciate everybody stopping by. We'll fall down the next alphabetical group, which will be Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. Good evening, Matt. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Patrick and Penrose, KO4HK-X-ray. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Then we got W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. Additional stations that go through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Which will take us to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis and Captain. Good evening to you all on the net. 73.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
I'm Dennis and Gaffney, KJ4JIA. Appreciate you stopping by, Dennis. So we got KK4JFO. That's James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Welcome KO4JKV. That's Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike 355 group, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for check-ins in the Mike 355 group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. Anybody for the Mike 355 group? And we've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that B group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC. In the Blue Ridge Team Internet looking for check-in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Hello there, Matt. Good to hear you call me, Matt. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
I'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Oh, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. This is WG4MC now securing the forum for us, the net, with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for Rarity, but we'll just go ahead and go another round for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If anybody likes to do Rarity, please call WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, final call for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody likes to stick around and do some Rarity, please call WG4MC or Net Control. I will now send the net report. Securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night, and good luck. WG4MC clear.
NUE, KO4NUE, KI4LZI.
4LZI, KO4NUE. What's going on, Andy?
I don't remember what I told you then. I know way Mandel's work schedule is, it's hard for him to nail anything down, but I got something today saying that instead of being on Saturday, it's going to be on Tuesday, that Simplex net. January 11th at 7 p.m. on 147.540, and that's a Tuesday, I think.
Andy.
Appeal tone. It'll be on Simplex.
You're exactly right. I don't know what I was thinking. Okay, and that's, what's the name? Is there a net name, or is it just a Simplex net, or what?
I'm going to tell you the information I got. Certain people's going to be transmitting at certain times. And, you know, the ones of us that's in the group, we've got a list of people here. And we're going to check off who we can hear on Simplex and who we can't. But for anybody else that wants to join in, anybody's welcome. And seeing that you got this up here, I'm letting you know just for informational purposes.
I got you. So, Andy, stand by 1 second. KO4QLG. KO4QLG. KO4NUE.
4QLG, I'm copying.
So, Andy, this is Chris. Put up a 2-meter beam. Gary came over and helped us put up a 2-meter beam today over at Chris's, so he can be a part of that Simplex. So just want to make sure you got the call. I mean, got the frequency. And Andy, he's sitting right on top of a hill with a 2-meter beam. So we're hoping he can get involved in that net.
Alpha or LZI, anybody's welcome. Are you the one that's got the 7300?
That's not me. What was that frequency again for that simplex, man?
147.540, that must be. You're not the one that's flying then, are you? You must be one of the others.
As Gary calls me, Uncle Sam's misguided children. Chad's cousin.
And there's Chad. One that talks to Jack a lot. I can hear his repeaters here, but rarely can I get into him. Who got a 7300 and got a lot of advice from Jack, and there's another one that's over there. He said that's not very active. Is that you?
Probably the not very active one. The other one you're talking about is probably Steve. I'm not sure Chad could tell you better, but that's probably who you're talking about. And he is blind.
Put all of you straight. Chad's the only one, for the most part, that's only got on this repeater. And those others that Jack has, I rarely ever can get into them from where I'm at. But Pickens County Communications Group Simplex Exercise, January 11th. Starting time 7 p.m., frequency 147.540. But being that it's simplex, no tone.
I got it copied down. I appreciate that information.
You want to come down? I've invited Chad, but as he says, he's not up here exclusively like some of the rest of you are. Come on down to the EOC sometime on the first Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. That's where we hold our meeting at.
Mentioned that before. I don't know why I hadn't followed up with it, but that might be interesting. I might join you one of these days.
Just like I told Chad here, he's welcome too, but as he says, he goes between two locations, and he's not up here full-time, but anybody's welcome to come in there and talk with us anyway. Anybody's welcome.
We appreciate the invite. You got any input on that, Chad?
I mean, I don't think it hurt to go by and listen. And at least meet everybody. I mean, I've heard a lot about Mandel and hadn't met him. And who wouldn't want to meet Andy? I mean, come on. So we might just swing by there one Tuesday afternoon and just meet everybody. But, Andy, just for your information, so where the farm is there, there's three hams on the farm. I'm in and out, KO4NUE. Chris is on the highest portion of the farm, which is KO4QLG. And then you got Steven, I call him Dale, and he is KY4AO, KY4AO, and he's the one with 7300.
I'm keeping up how many you said there is, but I've heard him talk to Jack a lot about that 7300 he's got, and I didn't know, I didn't know if this was him or not, which of the witch. It's witch, so to speak, you know. I hear you a lot here on this machine here, and I have no trouble with it, but those that Jack has, I have difficulties under the best of conditions trying to get into them, like me trying to get into some of them on Paris Mountain. Most time it never happens.
Where I got the deer camp, I struggle too. I'm gonna tell you right now that is absolutely frustrating to be able to listen in and can't join. join in. The other night I was trying to check in on y'all's net, and I tried one repeater, couldn't get in, so I'd moved to another repeater, couldn't get in. I moved to three or four of them. I moved trying to hit. And on the fourth one, I finally laid the mic down, and I thought, why am I hollering so loud? That's not going to help me get out any further. But I will tell you right now, that's frustrating. That's so frustrating. But I've got the radio back here, and I'm gonna go through the frequencies and see what I need to change, and I may just leave them all in there and just add K908. His is not in there. I don't guess AK could hit his repeater, so he didn't have it in the radio. But I'll get it added, and that should fix me up, I believe.
MCI Friday. Well, I knew AK pretty well. To my knowledge, I never ever heard him on 47 or 195. To my knowledge, I never heard him on those machines. So I can only assume it wasn't in the radio. But there's two frequencies over here. I was telling you about 195. Up here at the deer camp, you might get into the UHF one. Possibly it and the 195, your net time are linked up together. There's 443, 450, tone 110.9, and of course the 2 meter, 147, 195, tone 141.3. After 8 p.m. on Tuesday evening, except for the night that we have the meeting, those two machines are linked up together, and they're both there on Glassy Mountain. So if you can't get one, you could try the other, and from up at the deer camp, you might get into it.
3150, what was the tone?
Negative. 443-450. 443-450. Tone 110.9.
443-450. 110.9 PL tone. Right?
That's it. During that time, with the exception of the first Tuesday of the month when we have the meeting, during the next time, those two machines are linked up. They are for about a little before 8 till 9 p.m. during when we have the net there. And the other machine, like I was telling you before when y'all was talking about that 442-850 up there on another side of Caesar's Head, up there, usually, like with the glassy machines I'm talking about that we got, most of the time I go in through the 2 meter because this location where I'm at here, we got a 442-400 up there on Caesar's Head, just up under on the short tire that's up under the tire to distance zone. It's only about a 100-foot tower, though, and it's about halfway down on it. I have the devilish time getting into that 442-400 here, especially in summer months. It's almost impossible, sometimes with 20 and 35 watts. So I always use the 2 meter side of the 147-195. That's why I highly doubt I would ever be able to do anything with that 442-850 that y'all was talking about up there. That Sheriff's Department repeater that Transylvania County has is VHF. But that other UHF, here where I'm at, especially in the heart of summer due to the leaves on the trees and wind blowing and rain when we have storms, UHF just don't perform too good here where I'm at. So most of the time I'm on the 2 meter side.
Well, I'll get the frequency in the radio. That's the only, I think, the 2 meters, the only one I don't have in there. But I'll get that straight. The radios do a little bit of maintenance anyway, so I'm going to take the cover off of it and vacuum all the stuff out of it and get it cleaned up. Then I'll get the frequency straightened out in it when I do that. But anyway, all right, well, I appreciate the info, Andy. What'd you do today?
Went over, boy, I done forgot your name, Chris. My name Chris. Go to the station, go ahead.
Listening, y'all go ahead. KO4QOG, I'll be clear.
This ain't no, everybody should get around when they're in here. Sometimes some of us can get carried away and forget that sometimes, but I have to catch myself sometimes about that, so I haven't really been doing a whole lot other than I got this here from the group, about the group email, and if anything changes, I'll let y'all know, but way he, WR4XM works, I tell you, I don't know how he has it, can ever plan to do anything. I know when he first started working over there on that job he's on now, he couldn't even check into the nets here for about 6 months, he couldn't, that we have on Tuesday night, because he just couldn't do it, and the way his work schedule is, it's hard for him to work anything out, but he's DC of the county, so we, you know, he's the one that's got to do it.
Well, it seems like I went down there and talked with the guys at the EC. I don't know, it was 6-8 months ago, I guess. And they came upstairs and talked with me for a few minutes and referred me to Mandel. And then I talked with Mandel for, I don't know, probably an hour or so. And then we finally came to the conclusion that if I don't live in the county, I can't contribute. I mean, I can be a part of the Nets, but I can't be a part of the team because, you know, I didn't live in the county. But evidently the rules have changed. So I'll go down there if you know, just see kind of what's going on. And, I don't know, now that I got a 2 meter beam up, I don't know, maybe I can hit Simplex. I don't know. We'll see, but what do they want you? They want you to move around or just stay in place?
As the FID, for most of us, we're going to do it from our home locations. Like in my case, I'll be right here where I'm at right now on this radio right here.
What kind of radio you got, Andy?
Yaesu 8900R. From what some of others telling me, they don't make it anymore now. But back in 06 when I bought it, this was a high-dollar radio. I paid about somewhere around $425, $450. I don't remember. It's been a long time ago. Now, from what you may have heard that when he told me that. They don't even, it's not made now anymore. It does 10 FM, 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters. And one person in the group's got a 6 meter machine up here on Caesar's Head on FM, and that's primarily why I bought this 8900 R4 so that I could work that 6 meter repeater up here on Caesar's Head.
Okay. So what's typically up on 6 meters?
In my case, you know, everybody's got more capabilities on 6 meters than I've got. I kind of went the cheap way around. All I got's just straight FM. You got that repeater up there that I was just telling you about, and there's one up on Bear Walla Mountain up around Hendersonville. It's 53130, I think. I can't remember the tone on it, though, because I very rarely can ever get into it from here. Even with 50 watts, only when the conditions are good. But some of these HF radios that's got 6 meters on it, you can do sideband, AM, CW, as well as FM on 6 meters. My 718 don't have 6 meters on it, so all I got is just 6 meter FM. But during those VHF, UHF contests I was telling some of them about a week or two ago, that's when you'll find most of the activity on them, because 6 meters is a VHF band.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind. But, all right, Andy, I'm going to have to step out. We got guests tonight, and my daughter's home from college, and she's got some of her friends in there. And they're looking through pictures. So I'm going to step on out a little bit early tonight. I appreciate you giving me a holler and giving me that information. And, Chris, we'll sit down and work it out and see what we can do with that beam. I may just come up here with you and see if we can just use your beam to get in on the net. So, all right, Andy, I appreciate it, bud. I'm going to say 73s, and I'm going to go ahead and secure my station. This is KL4NUE, and I'll be clear.
Years ago, I kind of took the cheap way around, and the only capability I have on 6 meters is just straight 6 meter FM. But during those contests, those VHF, UHF contests, you have a lot of, that's where most of the sideband activity will take place. And on simplex, on 6 meter simplex, take place. So, KI4LZI.